This is 5 EBI-FM and a 3.1 EBI World in Digital. It's 12 o'clock, time for our programme from the Multicultural Communities Council of South Australia.
Good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon, Hubert. And thank you very much once again for your time to listen to our programme today. And today is a very special day for women. As you are well aware of, yesterday we celebrated International Women's Day. And today I would like to introduce to you our two special guests. And one is Sasha Chowdhury, Australia Day Council Ambassador. And Sasha has a long experience in human resource policy, planning and project management. She's also a social worker and a relationship counselor. Welcome, Sasha.
Thank you, Mary.
And our second special guest is Lily Mikhailov. Lily, born in USSR, which no longer exists, and migrated to Australia in 1974. And as a physiologist, she had worked in the research section of Flinders Medical Center for 30 years. After retiring from the Flinders Medical Center, she ventured to work in the tourism industry as a bilingual tour guide only for Russian tourists. Welcome, Lily. And today, we look at the International Women's Day team. They have Choose to Challenge. What do you think of that title of the team, Choose to Challenge? Maybe you can take a few minutes to think and reflect. Why do you think the theme was chosen for this year as Choose to Challenge? Just your thought. Sasha?
All right. I think there are a couple of things over there. Choose to challenge. One, I would say it's beginning to challenge yourselves individually. You know, when we're talking about Women's Day, we are underpinning it, we're talking about women empowerment. And to get onto that part, we first have to realize that we do have power within. So you don't negate that. It's not that it wasn't existing and we are trying to regain it now. So that learning needs to be established, recognized and acknowledged that there is power within that just needs to be brought out for the society to be accepting of it. So that starts at the individual level for us. And then it goes out at the community level, you know, at the society level and everywhere. The things like, you know, putting down restrictions on women, regardless of whatever nature they may be, keeping them from certain work, keeping them from certain fields, keeping them from certain practices, keeping them from, from their own beliefs and expressions. That's not going to work.
So, with that theme, they were promoting, if you want to support that theme, you're going to raise your right hand. You know, like, I believe, that's right.
Yes.
I believe that I'm here and I choose to challenge.
Yes.
So, is that also because the ongoing inequality? Is that wrong? Is that how you see it?
I would rather call it equity,
okay,
than equality. A simple
It's
reason.
A negative way, isn't it? When you say
equity,
inequality
makes much more sense.
Positive,
because there are certain things that reside within us which gives us much more power. We bring children, we give life, right? A man would never be able to do that. So let's talk about equity over there. There's so many places we could be, and we are, and we should be equitable. And yes, I raise my hand that yes, I am up for it, and we should be going and treated equitably.
Thank you for sharing your thought, and I'd like to go to Lily.
Well, I'm very much in tune with Shazia. What she said is very true and powerful. My life experience is, of course, slightly different and slightly longer. And I've seen, because I was born and grew up in former Soviet Union, which has a very long history of celebrating women and Women's Day, my view is what I have seen through the time, that the International Women's Day has changed, transformed from what it started from as a movement for women's rights, for women's equality, for equal pay, transformed into what it is now, quite a bit glorified and commercialized role of women. Women are celebrated. It's one of the biggest holidays in Russia, has been since 1966. It's a public holiday. And it's been celebrated now as a big holiday for all women, whether it's mothers, whether it's sisters, wives, all women. And women are usually given presents of all sorts of things. Children have, they make presents for their moms and grandmoms and all that sort of thing. But what remains is still inequality in a pay play, in work. Mm-hmm. Pay is not equal. Only 14% of women hold places in Russian parliament. There are no women in decision-making high power positions in parliament either. When it comes to businesses, again, it's predominantly big businesses, corporations are run by men. So from that point of view, there is a long way to go. There are many things to challenge. And in my opinion, challenge is asking questions. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Why not? Why are we not getting equal pay? Why aren't we getting equal possibilities? I mean, mind you, in Russia, there is no question about equal education. That has been long time ago solved. Women get the same education. Of course, voting rights, it's something which is taken for granted now, absolutely. But there are still quite a few things to tackle, to challenge.
So you agree that the theme is still relevant?
Definitely.
Today. Yeah, all right, thank you. Now let's go, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on that one, because as I pondered last night, and I said, I asked myself and reflect, and I said, yes, I do support the theme myself, okay? So, but I'm not, it's not about me, it's about your contribution to the community. Let's go to a more personal level. What is it for you, the meaning of International Women's Day, to celebrate it? What is it for you, the importance of the celebration, and why is it important also to your community?
Miriam, that's a very, very good question, actually. Personally, I come from Muslim faith, mm-hmm. from cult community. So personally, it means a lot to me. I'll take it from my faith perspective. So we as Muslims, we believe, and it's very apparent from our scriptures and everything, that when God created this world, he gave equal rights to men and women both. Mm-hmm. So it's us who created all those divides, you know, and more so oppressed, which had been more oppressive towards women. So woman as mother has that high status where God says that the paradise, the way to paradise, lies under the feet of your mother. Woman mm-hmm. as wife, the God says that, you know, she completes half of your faith mm-hmm. and you are the best if you're the best to your wife. Woman is the daughter, the God says that she's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And if you look after your daughter 1, 2, or 3, a prophet says, you are guaranteed a place in the paradise. And you should be looking after them. So, and women as a community member, it's been said that, you know, she is responsibility of every community member. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't be suffering. Mm-hmm. So we know we are empowered. Yet, the society does not give us that right. And that has been going on for centuries and millennia and whatsoever. I think that's why it's much more important for me to recognize, to learn that we're exactly like, I mean, I would say as Muslim, we're privileged that the basic ground understanding is already there that needs to be learned, implemented, and then, you know, that knowledge needs to be transferred further on. And that's also actually, and this day actually is an opportunity for us to make a commitment for ourselves, within ourselves, as men, as women, that, you know, we'll work harder, we'll work in a better and in more positive ways to make it a better, make this world an equitable place where no one gender suffers and where women have equal rights as any other gender would have. And I would say any other gender and not just men. I know the other genders, they would be suffering as well, but we're talking about women. So there should be an equality of rights. There should be an equality in freedoms of expression, in freedom of practice, and in freedom of thought process, everything. So that personally means a lot for me in terms of learning as well as in terms of availing that opportunity. Coming to my country, you asked, going back a few decades, it wasn't really a day. We didn't have any tradition of celebrating Women's Day. I would rather say there was no much knowledge even about it. However, in past few decades, in past few years specifically, you know, there have been very strong campaigns. We call it, so in Pakistan, it's celebrated under the name of Aurat March. So Aurat is the Urdu word for woman. Mm-hmm. And March simply means rally. And over there, they talk about everything, like this particular day, yesterday. Mm-hmm. What they talked about was that if a woman gets married, in our culture, you have to take up your husband's name. They're like, why do you give up your entire identity? You're absolved of your father's name or your family name just because you're married. So we need to retain our own identity mm-hmm. within ourselves. And they based it again on the religious aspect, because the religion doesn't ask you to change your name. It mm-hmm. asks you to keep your identity. Mm-hmm. So every time there are few things, those are taken up, and, you know, retaining your own identity as a woman, this is what was there
so
this time.
So on a personal basis, I can hear that what you're saying is you enjoy celebrating the day.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
And like, so does your community.
Every day is a Women's Day for me. But more so because...
It should be like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It should be like that.
Every day it should be like that. That's right. That's true.
But more so because everybody is like so geared of hearing about us and from us on this day. So that's why this day
you bring
is special to me.
To my eyes, because really, honestly, you're right. It should be celebrated every day,
absolutely.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
It's not such a specific day that
no.
we don't have. We celebrate, but we must celebrate being a woman every day.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And Lily, to you?
Well, in my personal life, the day is very significant. It's hugely significant, first of all, because it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Stay happy birthday.
Okay. Secondly, it's the day when I came to Australia in 1974
wow.
on the 8th of March. And thirdly, of course, because it's International Women's Day.
I thought you were going to say, thirdly, I got married on the 8th.
No, no, it okay. was a different day.
Okay.
So... as I said, it's very, very important and very significant. So, again, going back to my youth in my country, in Russia, in those days, Soviet Union, the day was hugely celebrated. women were given flowers, little presents, and again, it was mainly celebrating feminine beauty and significance as a mother, as a sister, as daughter. Basically, it was acknowledging woman's role in life, which was very good. It was very positive, very popular, because it's not connected to religion or politics. It was a civil celebration of women. So when I came here, I found that Women's International Day was not basically known at all. And it's not hugely popular right now. Not many people know.
And even. It's not a holiday either.
Well, we had a holiday yesterday, but it was dedicated to horses,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. Not to women. So, not to women.
Exactly.
Maybe to female horses, do you think?
No, thank you. I'd rather celebrate female women, like, yeah, not horses, but human beings. Yeah. But of course, the tradition in the community here, in ethnic Russian community, it still is very, very much alive. And people do celebrate with all sorts of gathering, whether it's family barbecue or whether it's a concert or whether it's a get together in a big way in the Russian community hall. So it is very important. Till now, it goes on. And, of course, I must add to that, there is Russian news and television. Mm-hmm. People watch the Russian news and films and concerts dedicated to women in Russia right now. That's what I mean.
It's so good to hear that your community have a strong and active and very engaging in celebrating International Women's Day. And I was reading all other countries. Just that different countries that take it differently.
Sorry.
But it is the celebration has a different way of doing it. As you said, if you have a neighbor who is unwell and she's a woman, some people buy a flower, just a flower, to give that very thoughtful gesture to the woman to say, like, Happy International Women's Day. Yeah, and some people also have a little family gathering just to celebrate the women in their lives and also the women in their family. So I think it is becoming more the increasing of awareness of the world about the women, and one general actually in one of the Middle Eastern countries was saying that we must celebrate this day because our women contributed so much to the family, to the education of the children, to the society and to their country. I thought that was a really, really good statement that was said, was passed on, and it is in a social media actually. So a lot of people and a lot of women, hopefully they read that too. So let's go to the next one that I'd like to ask you. And as you said, in your country, there is a word that they use for women, mm-hmm, and smarts, marching for what? I just like to define that. Why are they rallying? Why are they? What is the significance of women rallying in Pakistan? Because from different cities, they were rallying, don't they? They get together and they rally. What is the significance of that in celebrating International Women's Day?
So the rallying is basically to raise voice to for the rights of women. Fortunately, our religion gives a lot of right to us. Unfortunately, our culture does not. absolves us of all those rights, okay. Like for all wrong reasons. So riling basically is to create awareness. To create awareness because what we see, a lot of women themselves are not aware of their rights. So that's for the education purpose as well. Riling also because to bring the matters to the view of and to the attention of the government and the related authorities that what needs to be, what are the issues and how they need to be addressed.
Okay.
And they should be tackled, like okay. at the highest or whatever level. And also riling to let people know and, you know, within themselves. I think that's a portrayal of their own selves, that this is what we know and this is right. And we are all out and about and we're all ready to pass on that knowledge to everyone that we can through the use of, by way of this really, but through the use of media and social media.
Yeah.
And that's their way of trying to make things a bit better. I do see that such marches are actually creating a lot of difference. Women are more and more getting aware of their own rights. And it's not that it's enticing any sort of, you know, uproar or all that, but they're doing it in a very calm manner. They're talking about sharing stories. They're talking about sharing stories of strength where coming from women. And they're talking about what is happening, whatever women do in daily life, that always had gone unnoticed,
mm-hmm.
that should be brought to
okay.
notice now, and that
right.
is being, and which is being noticed now.
All right.
So does that make sense?
Yes, it does make difference. And as you said, you are increasing the awareness up to the utmost level.
Yeah.
And it has to be with continuity and consistency,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Now, I'd like to go back. I know we have 7 minutes or so. To Lily, with in your country, I know it's a very big festival and it's an official holiday. Where do you think, because you're very much connected with the country, now, where do you think the women will go forward to fight for their rights? Not fight, but to keep on making
yep.
the government and the authority to acknowledge their contribution to the country, other than a special public holiday.
Right. Just recently, I heard on Russian television this phrase which really caught my attention. And I think in my mind, it sort of crystallized, identified the thinking of women in that direction. And I'll say it in Russian first, and then I'll translate it into English.
Oh, okay.
It's like old proverb goes that место женщины в доме, the woman's place is in the house, in her house.
Okay.
Right.
That's the old saying. What the women are saying now, at least what I heard, that место женщины в ее доме и в доме. Woman's place is in her house and in the White House. And White House is a nickname for the Parliament House
yeah.
in Moscow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are they talking now? They really having lofty aims to get into more equal status, not just in education,
but
not
in
just
government.
But in government,
mm-hmm.
where they can take part in decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important to have women's voice in a decision making aspect of government.
Of a country.
Because mm-hmm. I mean, as you alluded to, women's role, well, God's given role or whatever, nature created us all equal. And I think this equality should be present and practiced
yeah.
on all levels in every country, because I think that this is the only fair way Okay. To live.
That's beautiful.
And yep. to and work.
So there's still plenty of room to move, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Considering that a lot of the acknowledgement of the women contribution in Russia, but there is still plenty of room to move and should be allowed to participate in the governance of that country.
Absolutely.
So that's brilliant.
I totally agree with her. For women to have a decision-making role in governments is much more important, so that, you know, a government represents the entire nation that consists of women as well. And if there's no woman who would provide their point of view, you know, so you're going on making things for everyone, how would you know you're doing it right for everyone over there? So it's very imperative that we are equally represented at every level.
Now, it is brilliant, but I'll give you 1 minute each as a wrap-up.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the global UN theme that they chose for this year is the Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. I don't know how you're going to wrap that up in 1 minute. I'll give you first. Yes, yeah.
I think the best examples I can do in less than 1 minute, the best examples have come from countries where at the top level, women had been leading the countries. So you talk about New Zealand, you talk about Finland, you know, you talk about certain European countries, they are there. They have proven it, that it works. Compared to all other nations where they're led by men, I think the nations that are led by women have been doing much more better, not only better, you know, in containing the COVID, but also looking for the well-being, overall well-being of the society, as well as for the education purpose. Like, people do understand what's happening and why is it happening.
Brilliant. And we look forward to that.
Yes.
Thank you, Sasha. Lily?
Well, very much in tune with what Sashia said. Statistics tell us that during the pandemic, the lockdown, the biggest number which suffered really in all that were women, single women, older women. That's very wrong. That shouldn't be that way. And then again, it's because women's voice, women's needs were not heard, were not listened to. So I think in what, as you said, post-COVID, we should really focus on women's needs much more than even before, because in times of crisis, it shows us very definitely that women are the first ones to suffer, to bear the brunt of any crisis. And it's something which has to be taken into account, something which has to be planned for, I mean, God forbid, in the future. But it's a very, very loud sort of voice that tells us that women need help, women need their support, women need support, help, and consideration.
Thank you very much for both of you. On behalf of Multicultural Communities Council, I thank you for your valuable time that you have come in here and to share your wisdom, your experiences, and your feeling about the celebration of International Women's Day. And for that, I'd like to give you a small token, Lena. Ooh. Oh, Sasha.
Oh, thank you so much. That's beautiful. Yes.
And Lily.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful
and as
flowers.
You said, please enjoy, listeners, please enjoy International Women's Day, its day. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Hewitt.
Salam Pakistan, Adelaide. This is the new Pakistani program on 5 EBI. Salam, I'm your host, Samreen Amir.
And I am Shazia Chowdhury. Join us here every Thursday at 12 noon.
We will talk about Pakistani community in South Australia and play the best Pakistani music. That's Salam Pakistan Adelaide, every Thursday at 12 noon.
only on 5EBI 103.1 FM and on demand at 5ebi.com.au/Pakistani.
Salam Pakistan, Adelaide.
Does have
a great voice. That's Donna Monroe with When with Runrig from her album Mara and In the Valley. I won't try the Gaelic translation because I'm a bit rusty. Welcome once again, as Donna Monroe's just done, welcoming you to the Scottish Hour here on EBI FM 103.1 FM and digital for a whole new world. I'm Eric Ford, as I said, with you for the next almost hour with what I hope you will find is very some interesting Scottish music.